Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Shit's about to hit the fan. Welcome to Unsanctioned Thursdays on Wrestling with Freddie.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unsanctioned Thursdays. Yeah. Mr. Jeff Dye, we're going to get right into it today. First of all, how are you, sir?
I'm feeling
good.
Happy
Thursday to you.
Happy Thursday to you. I need some coffee. I'm dragging.
Yeah, I need coffee pretty much injected into my veins all day, every day. My wife ordered us some coffee from this place that we went to in Tuscany, and we still have a ton of it left over because I use it sparingly, but it's the best coffee I've ever. It's better than Cuban coffee. It's the best coffee I've ever
had.
And
I don't want to share too much about your personal life without asking you first, but your wife drinks some weird coffee. Your wife and your daughter.
They drink the frou-frou Starbucks.
Well, no, they had like some oil. They had like an oil, olive oil latte or something like that they were talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
They're smart not to tell me about that because I just ridicule and shame them forever.
That was very weird.
They might have shared that with you at WrestleMania when we saw you over there.
What are you guys drinking? Anyways.
You know what I put in my coffee?
What?
Not a goddamn thing, because it's coffee and it's perfect just the way it is.
I like that style. A real man's coffee.
That's right. And we're going to talk about a real man's wrestling show today. We're talking about AEW, but not just generally. I wouldn't do that to you guys. When AEW started, everyone compared it to WCW, and eventually, hopefully, that's over by now. I certainly don't do it anymore. It's its own living, breathing, evolving creature at this point. But it's reestablished or helped establish new stars in wrestling. And I want to talk about some of them today. We brought them up a ton as sort of one of the main reasons that it got done. And I thought we would start the show with Mr. Chris Jericho and his contribution.
Love him.
When AEW came together, it had a bunch of young wrestlers, but it didn't have a veteran centerpiece that everything could kind of go around and a mainstream wrestler that everyone knew. It had the Kenny Omegas and it had the Young Bucks and it had the Darbys and the MJFs before he was as popular as he is now, but it didn't have that sort of that grizzled veteran who can be a foundation that the pillars stand on, so to speak. And in comes Chris Jericho, who cuts himself a sweet partnership deal, I believe has a piece of the company, which he should. He helped get them their TV deal. And he comes in there and he's basically, since he's got there, has tried to put over every single young wrestler in the company. He is deserving and worthy of respect. Not every story's worked, but not every episode of Law and Order is good. And not every episode of Friends was cool. Well, every episode of Transformers was pretty dope. But that outside of that show, I can't think of one. And yeah, I think he's somehow still the man, and I think he's worthy to speak about first. When I say Chris Jericho and AEW, what does that make you think, Jeff?
I don't know. I'm just obsessed with Chris Jericho and everything he does. He tried to get me on his podcast, and I was so busy that I wasn't able to like make it work out. How dumb am I?
I've done it. It's super fun, dude. You got to contact him again and tell him you want to go.
I would love to. Like, if I ever
talk about whatever you want to talk about.
When I was a kid, that I would be gone. Oh man, I'm too busy. I'm blowing off Chris Jericho. Like I never would have dreamt that in a billion years. But now
it just
that
means you're successful, buddy. God, stop telling good jokes, insane. And you'll have plenty of time.
Yeah, I love him. I think everything he does is amazing. I think, you know, like I wish he got more love. I know we've talked about that. I use the word underrated too much.
It's weird to say that with Chris Jericho, yeah, but I don't think
every championship, everything. But I just feel like I wish he was more revered. I love him.
Yeah. Well, shout out to you, Chris Jericho, and have Jeff back on your podcast. He's sorry. He's actually weeping right now. Tears of sorrow and regret. All right. We talk about him a lot. To me, he's Jack Nicholson in the movie Wolf, which is a werewolf movie. And that is Mr. John Moxley, who went from Dean Ambrose, who was a clean-shaven, kind of crazy-looking dude, to this evolved, hardcore, badass death match, whether you like it or not. I certainly don't want to meet him in person, not because I think he's a jerk. He just frightens me terribly. And I'm talking about Mr. John Moxley. If Renee Paquette marries you, you can't be a bad guy, because she's a take-no-crap Canadian chick, super cool. I know her. She's awesome. And if she's going to put up with you, you got to be a good dude. But when he gets in the ring, he is the meanest son of a bitch in the world, man.
It's scary. When he came in that ring with the scissors
and a fork, he's stabbing people with forks.
It just looked like it looked too real. It looked kind of scary. I was just going, what is happening? They're all like running away from him like he's a man. It felt like some guy was loose in the streets. Shout out to him, because I am a bandwagon John Moxley guy. I didn't like him when he was Dean Ambrose. The only thing I ever liked that he did, everyone else hated, and he only did it for like a week, where he wore like the gas mask and the big Bane jacket. It was like he was like a knockoff crappy Bane. I actually liked that, but it only lasted for like a week before they released him. And then I was like, wait, so why is everyone so excited to see this guy? They hated on Monday, and then he comes to AEW and everyone's cheering for him like he's the greatest. All he did is just change his name back to John Moxley. But it worked, because they're right. I was wrong. He's awesome. He's really, really good. He's such an indies guy. And, you know, that's what AEW is, an indies wet dream. So John Moxley is a perfect fit for it. And since then, I'm a huge Moxley guy now. But I got to admit, I was a bandwagon Moxley guy.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura podcast network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I have a buddy who once he said this, I could never unsee it. He said, John Moxley is the most badass looking guy in professional wrestling, but when he was Dean Ambrose, he looked like Corey Feldman if all he made were good life decisions.
Oh, that is so true.
And when I saw his face and his hair and all that, I was like, oh my God, if Corey Feldman worked out and was like eating, you know, juices and lean meats
and not losing
healthy
his mind.
Vegetables, he would be totally this Jack Dean Ambrose
that
guy.
Is funny. Talk about a guy that's insane.
Dude, side quest, he has this like secondary, like underground club rock and roll career. Have you seen these clips on Instagram?
You talking about Corey Feldman?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I know. He thinks he's Hugh Hefner mixed with Michael Jackson. He's doing all these terrible Michael Jackson moves. And then he's like,
yes, it makes me so uncomfortable watching him, Jeff.
Yeah.
Is that what cringe me? It makes me so uncomfortable. Like, because I loved Corey Feldman, man. Like,
yeah, great
I
actor.
Loved when I was a kid, like Lost Boys, License to Drive, Goonies. Dream a Little Dream,
The
Goonies
Burbs.
For life, man. He was great in that movie, sucked, but he was great in The Burbs. And when I watch him do this, like, I want him to do well. I want him to shine. And it's tough, dude. It's
when tough. Also we're all aware that like mental illness is a thing, you know, we should treat it. We should be nice to people that have we shouldn't exploit it. It seems like he's genuinely having a mental breakdown and everyone's just like kind of like cringe watching. They bring him back on the Today Show every week for a while. They were going, let's bring this back. That's got a ton of views. And the reason it got a ton of views.
Oh, no, they did?
Because everyone was sharing it and mocking him and making fun of him. And then he kind of spun it as like, because he's so full of love, this guy. He's like, I just love everyone. And like, and he's doing all this thing. Then the people go, oh, we're supporting you. We love you.
They give him some extra love. Yeah.
And he's doing it. And he's got these girls that wear like lingerie and like live at his house.
Hey, well, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with that. That part.
Yeah.
That part doesn't make me uncomfortable.
But he's got like 20 of them, like a harem. And he thinks that he's like Hugh Hefner. He's like, I met a bunch of other girls that don't have money and have mental problems like me. So I'll let them live here. And they pretend to put up with my bad singing. It's all kind of gross.
I did not know about any of this secondary part.
He calls them
story.
Like Corey's angels or something like that. It's really gross.
You're damn right he does. God bless you, Corey Feldman. If you're hurting, I wish you peace. An honorable mention, not even honorable, like it simply has to be mentioned, is Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson or the American Dragon or the Dragon from America or whatever other name you want to call him, the leader of the Yes Movement. If he would have left WWE sooner, I feel like he would be the biggest star in AEW today. And I think the only reason why he doesn't have the belt around his waist is because of the damn injuries that you get when you get older and when you've taken the amount of road work beating that the WWE puts you through, working over 300 days a year, taking bumps over 300 days a year, multiple times in that ring. But I do think that if his body was the body he had when he first got to WWE, he would be AEW's cornerstone and would be having these epic matches with MJF back and forth for, you know, year after year, like Randy Orton and John Cena back in the day. I hate that his arm's broken, but I love that he still finished the match he broke it in because he's an absolute stud. But yeah, that's one that I think has to be mentioned, because when he left, it was a big deal because everyone knew he left because he loves to wrestle and AEW was going to let him. So those are my thoughts on Brian. What about you, sir?
I love him. Washington boy like myself. He's got all the things that I like. He's got grit. He's not the biggest guy, so there I'm being a hypocrite a little bit, but I just like the way he works.
But he wrestles also, like a small guy, the way like he makes right. it look real. Like he doesn't ever dominate a big guy. He has to chop him down.
He fits perfectly with AEW, in my opinion. Remember when we were talking about how, you know, who would benefit the most by going to WWE or from AEW going to WWE? I think this is one of those guys. He fits perfectly with AEW. It's kind of like this glorified indie scene that's like on the main stage. And I think he fits in perfect with it. He's got the look, the size, the grit, all the things that perfectly AEW, you know, is. But I really like him a lot. I think he's a stud.
The grit is what you said that I keyed in on the most. That's what he has over everyone else. The grit.
Yeah. I wish he
Brian,
would stop
the
doing
grit,
the chops.
Danielson.
He's taking the chops of a wrestler that's been around for 200 years. He's always breaking open
looks
his
like
chest.
Looks like Hamburger Helper all over his chest, dude. It's so hardcore, man.
He's going to have a chest like Chris Jericho or Kofi Kingston soon. He will have that chest thing that they all get.
That's our time, so I wish all of you peace, too. On behalf of Jeff Dye, Freddie Prinz Jr., this was Unsanctioned Thursdays. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a production of iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There are a lot of things that matter to me.
family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barata-papa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.